largest. I think she's probably top three or top five women-owned real estate teams in the nation. And I wouldn't even say teams. I would call that a company. Mm-hmm. Cross-state. And she is one of the best leaders and business operators I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. So, I mean, I just wanted to pause a moment because I was listening to your story and I'm like, gosh, you're good. You are just... Oh,
thank you, Bea.
And so in the last 2 years, you took 6 months off for the birth of your third child.
Yeah. Great. And that's exactly how it should be. You've absolutely learned how to not only manage your time, but to, like you said, be absolutely selective on the things to which you say yes and the things to which you devote your time, which is huge. Jay, did you want to follow up on that a little bit more? Because I know that so many community members really need some actionable tips on this whole situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I need some tips on this situation because I recognize the value of saying no. I recognize the value of, as Wendy's husband Jay would put it, picking that one thing that you really want to focus on. But I'm not good at it because saying no to me feels like I'm letting people down. It makes me feel like I'm disappointing people. I don't want people to think of me as selfish. I don't want people to think of me as not providing value and giving. But I don't remember who said it, but I wrote down a quote that one of you just said a few minutes ago. Every time you say yes, ask yourself who you're saying no to. Because when you're saying yes to some random person that has, hey, come on my podcast, or hey, let me take you to lunch, or hey, let's do coffee, you're saying no to somebody that's potentially much more important, like a business partner, like a spouse, like your children. So I absolutely love, and it resonates with me, that idea of every time you say yes, ask yourself who you're saying no to. And that makes it a lot easier. But I would love to get some really tactical, actionable tips on when you have people coming to you, asking you for favors, asking you to help them or to come on their podcast or do something that you really feel like you need to say no to. How best do you say no so that it's kind of a win-win situation for both sides?
I think when I went through that and it was such a life-changing moment, I remember I sat down with my executive assistant and I said, okay, nothing more can be on my calendar after 5:30 every night. And at the time I was doing what I call conversion calls. So I was calling sellers that didn't say yes to my agent and I was converting them over the phone. And I was bringing in a lot of income to our business because I was able to convert these sellers. And she looked at me and she said, well, who's going to do the conversion calls? And isn't the business going to go down? And I said, yes, the business probably will go down. And I'm okay with that. Because one of the questions I learned to ask myself is when I say yes to this opportunity, who are the people in my world that matter a lot to me that to them, it's going to feel like a no to them. And when I asked myself that and I realized, well, that's my daughter. My daughter's the one that I'm saying no to when I say yes to those conversion calls. And is were any type of business worth that, right? Now, the crazy thing about my story is the business went up, which is just insane. But I think that's what can happen is like, we need to step out sometimes and make sure that the people that matter most to us. I love in the One Thing book where it talks about our family's the glass ball, meaning all the other balls in our life, they bounce back. But our family is a glass ball, which means at times you can drop it and it will break. And that's not a ball we want to drop, right? And I think so many of us at times put our business above our family, which is that glass ball. And for me, I did that for years. And thankfully, because of the amazing tribe of females around me, they said, Sarah, we see it and you need to stop. You need to look because you're saying no to your daughter and you need to say yes to your daughter. So at times it takes courage to say no because that means you're okay with some things, missing out on some opportunities. But the reality is that you then can create opportunities for other people. And that's what I've gotten good at and inspired by. Let me create an opportunity for someone else because I'm going to say no to that.
I love that.
I love that, Sarah.
And what's so beautiful that you're hearing in that, right, is both clarity around what is important to you. And also you don't hear that there was like an ego involved in this. Sarah was willing to be vulnerable and to listen to the people around her and to have people in your life that are honest enough with you to tell you what they're seeing and what they're observing to help you get your priorities back in line. And I think that took a huge amount of bravery on Sarah's part because she could have just dismissed us a couple of years ago and she chose not to. Instead, she chose to say, these people are saying this to me because they care about me and they care about my future. And so one thing that I know for me personally is when I get tired, I actually don't say no more. I say yes more because I am a pleaser. I want to help people. It is probably my best and worst trait, in that I'm a connector. My superpower is I want to see people succeed and I want to help them. And so when my energy gets really low, I actually say yes. And so I've had to put like a physical barrier between myself and my calendar, and that's a human. And before I add something on the calendar, I have a human that physically is like, Seychelles, do not, you know, is that really important? Is that something you need to do? Because I enjoy people. That's something that I love. And so having, whether it's a framework for questions you need to ask around your priorities, whether it's a physical like bodyguard in front of your calendar, whatever it needs to be to help make sure that your priorities are in line, I think is a really powerful thing to be able to do. And then giving yourself the permission to know, like Sarah said, right? Sometimes it means you might give up some revenue, or you might lose some deals, or you might be giving up something, but what are you saying yes to? And is that so much more important? Because that time, especially with kids and especially with spouses, right? You don't get that back.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. So I talk a lot about when you really make that mindset shift, that affluence isn't just about monetary wealth. It's really about time affluence, right? It's about having the time to do the things that you want to do, whether that's hanging out with your kids more and making sure